DMV, we're back at it. Step to the mic, you know how we get down. Before I get to my esteemed guest, who has a lot to say, by the way, I got to bring in my guy, the left-hander, UVA's finest, Ted Jeffries. Welcome. TJ, let's bring the people up so they know. We've been out of circuit for a short, but we're back. We bring you the best from the DMV. We got the best information, the best guests. We got the knowledge. And there's nobody bigger and better than my man, number 88, head hog, Rick Doc Walker. Welcome to the show, my man.
Well, Dre, you're wrong on two things. First of all, the head hog is George Stark, okay?
That's not you. Me. No, number you're two. My head hog.
No. George Stark. Hey, Ted. See, you got to deal with these young people, right? They just think they can say anything. And that don't work with me, okay? First of all, the head hog is George Stark. Okay, you're wrong.
Okay.
I don't have a number. Okay, you're not giving me like a slave name. I don't have a number, okay? That number is by whoever that is wearing 88. So I have birth rights and birth name rights, and I'd appreciate that. Ted, okay, it's good to be with you, brother. Because see, you're a Cavalier. You and I, we connect intellectually. Dealing with Dre, see, I don't understand what we're working with right now.
I got to bring it back. Excuse me, TJ, let me bring it back. The pride of Westwood, UCLA's finest, Rick Doc Walker. Is that better, brother? Is that better?
I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you very much. Ted, it's good to be with you, man. I swear to goodness, you have been a beacon of light for me, and I appreciate your patience and what you do. You do this every week with him.
Doc, we love having you on, as always, my man. Good to be with you. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. But I got to echo what my co-host said here. George Stark may be the head hog, but as far as the DMV and the Step to the Mic program, you are our head hog. How about that? Does that work for you?
Look, I appreciate anything y'all want to give a brother, man. You know, I'm the third shift kind of brother. I work the overnight. So whatever y'all throw at me, you know, it's good, see? My whole concept is for the brothers that they don't let in, okay?
Okay.
So that we can have a voice. Okay. Y'all haven't had me on in over a year. So that's how I judge where I'm going, how I'm doing in the DMV.
Dre, you feel the little small daggers coming in?
Over a year.
I can't hear all that, T.
Blowing up, I remember when he was just getting started. Hey, Doc, you know, me and Ted, I got y'all. You know what I mean? A year later, y'all roll back up in here. That's okay. He had B. Mitch on, though. I bet you he had B. Mitch on, didn't he, right?
I mean, you know, I thought y'all would be one.
We all won. But if you feed him first, I'll starve to death, right? Because, you know, I have to train him. But that's my dog. B. Mitch has had his 60th birthday a week or so ago. And so we brought the brother in proper. That's a happy 6-0. I know how to get him to laugh and stuff, but no, I love the dude, man. He's always been blown up, but he's doing what he got to do because we have to represent. And it's hard when you're representing a product that seldom wins. And so that's the big challenge. And I think they're doing some things that look good, but you both of you guys know all that matters is the final score and your record. And that's why I just keep it that way. I'm not personal. Mm-hmm. I judge you by your record and by your standings. And you tell me. They had a cut down, people screaming. How could they cut? I go, do y'all know their record was 7-9? Right. Hell, I'd have been mad had they kept any of them cats. They're talking about people kept hitting me on social media. How could they get rid of us? Y'all, you don't get it. I don't know what y'all judge. You have the prerogative to do whatever you want to do. I judge your record and the standings.
Let's start right there. Let's jump right into it. Shout out to B. Mitch. Happy belated 60th birthday, brother.
Happy 6-0, my boy.
My man, we appreciate you. I hope you enjoyed it thoroughly. So, Doc, like you said, 7-9, defending NFC least champion. Somebody had to do it last year.
I ain't mad at them.
They made wholesale changes on, you know, throughout the team. What are the expectations for the team this year?
Well, to me, you have to have a winning record. It all starts with winning record. Now, I'm not mad at that. If everybody's down and you have to be on top at the end, I'll take it. But in the end, you're never going to kiss the Lombardi unless you can win double-digit wins. You got to get into 10s and 11s and 12s. That's what we used to back in the Stone Ages. So that's where we are. And so I kept hearing about all this disappointment over people that cut. I don't get it. But I don't expect people to understand me. What I'm looking at is that they've gone from a marketing company to now a football entity, which is refreshing. We have general manager now, Marty, and we got Martin and Marty, and we got three-headed monsters. We got all these things, and we have a pretty decent defense on paper. But you can't play defense without linebackers. So I want to see how they solve that mystery. And I don't get how you don't play a rookie in a preseason game. But again, that's why I'm on the microphone and they making them big checks over there to coach. So maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe they won't. But there's just a lot of things I'm scratching my bald head over.
Doc, and you know, to echo what TJ was saying, you lose Ryan Kerrigan, right? But you have Sweat. You have Chase Young. You kind of thin in the middle. Can this defense, like you said, on paper, in the NFC East that has the Cowboys have an arsenal of weapons on offense, and then up in Philly, you don't know what you want to get, but the New York Giants, Barkley should be back. So now, how will this defense be tested, and will they have to be the backbone for this team to be successful?
Yeah, they will, and that's why I wanted to see their rookies play, especially a linebacker, first-round pick out of Kentucky. I just don't know how you can hide a kid who's learning. Clearly, they overloaded him mentally, but Ted knows better than I know. The way I test you first is how your brain reacts. That way I know what I can put on you and what I can't put on you. So I wasn't mad at them loading him up against Cleveland. Clearly, he was trying to remember what to say and think, slowed his motor skills down. But then why wouldn't you play him against the Ravens? Because they're beastly. They're going to run the ball. They're going to try to punk you. That's why I want to see a linebacker play. That surprised me. But that's Jack Del Rio, Ron Rivera's call. We'll find out who's right. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying I don't understand it. And if they beat the hell out of the Chargers, I'll be the first guy to go, zip, let me shut up and watch. You know, but if they don't, then once again, I'll be right. People play your way into football. Maybe hoops is different in baseball and hockey and soccer. You got to develop a callus. Your body has got to hurt all over until one day it doesn't, based on contact. So we'll see.
Doc, you know, this team, the Washington football team, has arguably one of the best defenses in the league. You know, they've got a basically unheard of star in Terry McLaurin, 2,000 yards over the last two seasons receiving. You know, we've acquired Fitzpatrick, and he could be Fitzmagic on certain days, and probably after game six, he'll probably be Fitztragic. But over the last few seasons, he's been an improved quarterback. My question to you, I guess, is the Washington football team, with all of its parts, a quarterback away from being a dominant team in the NFC, period, not just NFC East?
I can't answer that with certainty because they don't run the football enough for me to endorse that. If they had a bread and butter running game and philosophy, I could buy it. They're doing it a different way. It may be brilliant. It may work. So far, it hasn't. They couldn't run against Tampa, and Tampa ran at will against them in the last game. So that's how I judge it. A lot of people in this town are still patting them on the back. They thought they played well against Tampa. I didn't see that game. I saw the game, they got punched in the face. They blocked all their pass rushers one-on-one. They didn't need to double them. So to me, that's not dominance. But again, I'm looking at it from a different viewpoint. And obviously, there's a lot of people smarter than I am in this town. So we'll see. But based on how I judge football, I won't know what we have until I see the Chargers beaten up and dominated. Right now, I'm extremely concerned about our linebackers, the running game. To me, is an if. Love Patterson. Hope that brother from Prince George's County gets a chance to roll. He's my kind of guy. Downhill runner, going to split you in half and go moving forward. But we'll see. Like the offensive line potential. Like Cosme, young man out of Texas. But we're going to, because he's going up against a legitimate badass in the opener. So we'll find out. That's the beauty of this. The secondary, I like them. They're long, they're active. This team is more athletic. This team looks good. Now I got to see it happen. They're counting on a receiver that I haven't seen all preseason. I just don't understand how people don't practice at all. Mm-hmm. And yet they talk about playing him in games. And I go, okay, maybe he's Clark Kent, and I just don't know it.
Mm-hmm. How, hey, Doc, the approach to the game, how has it changed over the years? Like, they're adding more games. It's less preseason. It's more this. It's fan-friendly. We get all of that. We get all of that.
Yeah.
But in terms of just the technique, the knowledge, like, people love Chase Young. I love Chase Young. Everybody on this podcast loves Chase Young. Is he the next level, Doc, from what you've seen? Because does he have on that field, on film, to be a great like Dexter, to be a great like Charles Mann, Dexter Manley, I'm speaking of?
I would bet on him. I would bet on him. The groin hurt him last year because he wasn't 100%, but great people have to play hurt. I love everything about him. I just got to see it. Because, again, he was in that playoff game, and no man is going to block Dexter. But, again, I don't even want to compare him to Dexter. He's a toddler. He came in, won Rookie of the Year. He did his thing. He was nicked and didn't mention it. But I know it would hurt him. I love him to death. I just need to see him play the entire season in an impact, and no man on this earth should be able to block him without help. He'll get there. I think he'll get there.
Ted and I were talking before we got on the pod about
the
quarterback position. Yes, sir.
That 30 and back of you, is that a DeMatha Stagg 30? Because if it is, I'll accept it.
Nah, that's our guy. That's B. Mitch. That's our guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, all right, good. Because I thought if it was a Stagg, I'll go with it. Yeah. If that's B. Mitch, I got to go with it. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'd prefer if you put his helmet the next time. Okay, that would be good.
Dre, he saw the Eagles. He saw the Eagles in the number. He was trying to bring through the correspondence, but when you got to turn the jersey around and say, you know, Mitchell on the back, and I think
that would be Ted. That's what you would have done. See, Ted, you're an electrician. You're a cavalier. You can't expect Dre to think that way. See, okay, we good.
Anyway, so. In the quarterback position, Doc, Ted and I were talking before we got on the pod. Why not Cam Newton here? Why not bring Cam Newton to play for his old coach, an assistant that he knows, just released from the Patriots? Why doesn't he fit here?
Well, first of all, let's start with the obvious. This team had dealt with a vaccination problem. People ask the uninformed, why didn't they scrimmage anybody? Because they just don't know any better. Who the hell would bring a team to a place that at the time has less than 60% of his team vaccinated? This team, like, was quarantined. NFL-wise, I ain't bringing my people over to deal with y'all. You can't even get your people tested. Now, they've done a hell of a job. They up in the 80s and 90s, as I hear people tell me. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the world champions. They got 100% throughout the facility. That's what I'm talking about. If I'm paying you, when you sign your contract, before you go get your rims, you need to understand that you're signing a group deal that team comes first. So I don't have a problem with brothers who are sisters and black, white. Y'all don't want to get it? No problem. But you got to get the hell up out of my building. That's the way it would be.
Right.
No shot, no check. Now, if you don't need a check, go on about your business and rim up. But I don't get it. But they're not the only people. Cam, see, Bill is why I love Belichick. He had that little staff food where he missed a couple of bills. That's it. What he must have gone is gone somewhere he shouldn't have been, had to be rechecked. God love Cam, okay? If he don't need the money, that's cool. I wouldn't mess with it at all. And they didn't mess with him. See, there's several people. Ron went 15-1 with a group of people. And I'm surprised. They all give each other the Heisman now. His general manager's up in New York. His old coach is in Buffalo. They had a defensive coordinator that worked with him that was in, got fired from Arizona. No, it's amazing. Me, if the three of us go 15-1 at anything, and then we go our separate way and come back, seems like I'd want to kind of reconnect. None of that group seems to have that. So something happened. Something's up. So look how they separate each other, give each other the Heisman, and go their separate ways. So there was some poison in the water. And so, no, I do not see that happening.
In terms of NFC East, Doc, break it down for us. Who you like? How do you think it'll play out in your mind? Before week one even gets started, how do you think it'll play out?
Well, I have to look at the Giants and say that if Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley, what's the best combination of run pass? I know the quarterback suspect, but they beat us twice. So in terms of matchups, that's a bad matchup for our team. As it was presently constructed, the Cowboys are the same as they've been the last 25 years. They have not one significant victory. They are, why they're playing in the opener shows you how ridiculous management is in New York. Nobody but the Cowboy fans, you and the rest of them idiots, that think this is a nice deal, okay? I don't know why you put a team that is damned and dead last play. You got them playing the world champion in prime time because their fan base is that dominant. This is about money. Shows you in the NFL, they don't care about anything but money. So we don't get the best versus the best. We get this hope game. And yeah, they're loaded. When are they not loaded? They're always loaded. But they never get the desired results. That won't change. Philly, so Washington to me, if I had to take a blind pick, I would think they have a chance to repeat if they can be vaccinated and not have their team exterminated. So, you know, for everything, they're all flawed in the East. And that's why it's a good race if you're a fan.
Doc, you mentioned this franchise moving from a marketing program into a real football team. But there's still some unanswered, one big unanswered question. They kind of have tackled a few, holes that they had in their franchise. They bring in their brother, bring him into the senior leadership and in the front office. They've now hired or changed their leadership with Dan Snyder's wife. So now you've got the female aspect, African-American aspect, but we still have the name of the team. Are we leaving it with the Washington football team? It sounds unique. People are starting to grow on people. Or do you think there will be a name change from the interim name, the Washington football program?
And if I think it will be.
And what's your choice? What are your thoughts on it? What's it going to be?
Burgundy and gold. Yeah, burgundy and gold, and the mascot is a hog. If they ask me, which they have not, if the Crimson Tide can have an elephant and be genuinely globally respected, what's the difference between the Crimson Tide and the elephant, the burgundy and gold, and a hog? But I don't understand their marketing ramifications. They're doing this for money. They change the name for money. It's all about moving the financial needle. And so because the partnership, and it's been racist the whole time they had it, nobody cared. Did you just think it became offensive? No, it was offensive from day one to lots of people.
Right.
But this bullying approach that we have in America is that people who don't look like you think they have the right to decide what you should like or not like. That's the arrogance of America. You know, and so I say to hell with them. If you don't understand it, step back from it and let those that do it. It's going to be about money. So whatever, I just pray that it's not as embarrassing as Wizards. But, you know, they took the mighty bullets, the world champions, to change the Wizards for a fake reason, a fake cause. It's about money. So if we got the Pentagon here and we got military power and we can't be a bullet, then, you know, I don't know about all these childish names that have come up. But whatever it is, it'll be chosen for money. And they will always be the burgundy and gold to me, till my blood runs cold. So whatever they do is fine. I no longer care, whatever they do.
Doc, you know, you've been imagine Doc a hog on my Washington football team shirt. And me getting behind that logo, is it going to be the ass into the hog or is it going to be the head into the hog?
You know what? Do the side view. Either way, it's a hog's a hog. You know, either way.
Dissecting it like they do at the barbecue pits. So they have.
But that's cool. Yeah, I like the different part. But the thing about it is that when the hogs first came out, everybody was kind of hogs. And then our field was sloppy
And now they just finally got it. 20 years later, they redid the film. Finally took them 21 years to get that right. Yeah. But hey, at least they did it. It's just something about that old nasty thing, that hog, that we, our community embraced. We in a multicultural environment have got to do things that we can all embrace, not be forced down your throat based on money. So we'll see. That's where the president, isn't it amazing that every time somebody, people get in trouble, they always go get a black man, then they get a white woman, then they get this and that. America does the same thing over and over. Whenever it gets his hand slapped, first thing they do, go get a black guy, go get a white woman. Go get all these people now sitting in charge. The question is, I hope they really are. I hope Jason truly has the power that he needs. Hell, Doug Williams was once upon a time in charge. They let him do anything. So we understand what they're capable of putting out front. Let them have the power. And let's see what happens. Hell, Tanya's fantastic. You know why? She got a personality. She's a human being. I mean, and that's why I think this is a great, great job in what they've done. Let's find out if they give him some juice.
Doc, in your time with the team, what is your favorite memory? I mean, you look back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. You won a Super Bowl. You played with some great, great players. You played with arguably the best coach of all time, because you can't win three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks and not be said that you're one of the greatest NFL minds of all time. If you had to, like, put in your list top two, three, four things of all time playing for this franchise, what would that be?
Just driving down Connecticut Avenue and seeing banners, then driving out to Herndon, Virginia, seeing the same banners. We went through a period of time in which the DMV became collegiate. We got more support. See, to me, what Maryland basketball can bring out of this community, Georgetown basketball, we've had an inkling of it with Fridge, the Terps, but we really don't understand it. UVA has done it. I mean, I remember when George was running the thing. I did the game in which they beat Florida State. I remember that night in Charlottesville. That was an inkling of it. You know, so they've had it. They've been to the Final Fours and they've had it. But I'm talking about that stupid type SEC rabid fan base thing. We don't get that around here. I'm in LA and we didn't get it unless you were damn near undefeated. You got a sampling of it. You play the Trojans, the Buckeyes or whatever, which we did all that and beat all of them. So I had a little inkling of it, but not down in, if you down in Gainesville, I mean, you down in Florida, Tallahassee, Baton Rouge, in Alabama, it's just different. We had that here in a pro football level that people didn't care how they looked. They just threw themselves at us. And I've never felt nothing like that in my life. Not just in Herndon, the entire DMV. And for once, black and white, Asian, size, nothing mattered. The one thing that drew everybody together was burgundy and gold. This is the most political town on earth, right? Granted so. But no right side, left side, you never hear that crap when it comes to burgundy and gold. So to me, that was the moment. Driving down going, I can't believe this. These people are that excited about a pro football team. And we didn't have to win to be loved. They loved us from day one. It was unconditional. 72, they went to the Super Bowl. A lot of people in this town try to act like that didn't happen. They were winning before. They've won before. And they had. That's what I feel. Not being fake or having to buy that crap, but it was real. And I haven't seen it since then, other than Robert. We got a moment of it in 212 with RG3 and that home playoff game. Mm-hmm. Man, I get excited. I can't even handle it. We had Jackson. We won the East down in Philadelphia. We've had two good moments in 21 years.
So I think that's the real key. I think this fan base has been punch drunk, pardon the expression, since the Snyder, you know, regime has taken over with this franchise. And we've been let down so many times by bad decisions and overpaying for old players and not getting the results. And at the end of the day, the fan base wants to get excited about this, you know, this franchise who has a lot of rich history, but it's not recent history. And a lot of people are just, you know, they're just kind of disenfranchised by this franchise. And they, you know, they can't get anything to grasp onto. I think we're starting to see a cut, the beginnings of it with Ron Rivera and his staff and some of the pieces that they're putting together on defense. So hopefully that this can be the beginning of the resurgence of, a story franchise that needs to come back to prominence.
I hope you're right. I mean, I hope you're right. But I mean, we've said this a lot. And look, I'm pulling for him as I think the three of us are. But I'm just sick of the okey-doke. You know, it's no longer cute, you know, to talk about anything other than the scoreboard. All I want to judge them on is the scoreboard and their record. I'm not getting personal with this. I don't care who decides what. You can call yourselves whatever you want to call yourself. I ask for one thing. Don't F with the colors. And they didn't. It's burgundy and gold. So I'm good. I can't ask for anything else. Everything else, we just deal with it. And then it's about blocking and tackling. Special teams, short yardage and goal line. And whatever else they want to do, so be it.
Doc, we got two more quick ones before we let you go. And another question, Ted and I were talking about, of your former teammates, Brian Mitchell, Joe Jacoby, who's next to get into the Hall of Fame? And what's taking so long for those two guys?
Well, it'll be Joe Jacoby. And Larry Brown should be mentioned in that. Shout out to Pat Fisher. They're people, they're equally all deserving of it. If your boy from the Cowboys got in as a receiver, then Gary Clark should be in next week. So all I'm saying is that, like everything else, for the most part, that happens in this country, it's just inconsistent. If you're putting Pearson in the Hall of Fame, Gary Clark's damn near double his numbers. And been in more bigger games, he's outperformed, flat out outperformed. Then now you're inconsistent. It took, and I'm telling you what, some of the brothers to get in on the Old Timers Committee, the Steelers free safety, one of the baddest boys I've seen in my life, took him 30-something all these years to get in. Hey, man, it's just like everything else. We don't understand how it works. Mm-hmm. And if we don't understand the process of getting in, then I don't trust it. Why are you hiding it? Mm-hmm. You know, why isn't it open? There are people not qualified to be on all these committees. So it always gets personal. Everybody, Art Monk didn't speak to him. It took him 11 years and he was number one at the position when he had, come on, man, who are you kidding? B. Mitch can forget about it because he treated them like they deserved to be treated. And they're going to pay him back for that. Everybody that had an opinion, they treat you like they your boss, man, or your massa. How dare you have an opinion? That's what Americans do. But they're cowards because they don't come up front about it. They hide in the back. It's like the NFL in general. If the Patriots filmed the team going, that's illegal. But no, only lost the tapes. You know, they conveniently can never handle their business when they're into it. Oh, their owner's in a strip joint, a rub joint. The owner of a damn team. And yet, that's gone. This thing with Deshaun Watson, to me, it's embarrassing. But it's just sitting there. Yeah. That's how powerful they think they are. It's just sitting there. So you tell me, how can I decide who the hell's going to be in? They trick it the way they want to. If you kiss they behind or whatever, then yeah, I'm supposed you'd be in. I thought Drew was a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong. Bad boy. You know, I hated the fact that he was damn near begging them to put them in. As if he hadn't gotten in, he wouldn't have been justified. He was already a baller. But that was something he, to me, it embarrassed himself doing that. You know, they ain't worth it. You know, they just, to me, it's just not worth it to lose your dignity over a group that you can't even control. Wait, what's the process? Lawrence Taylor wrote letters in talking about, now he's the baddest man I've ever seen in person. He writes a letter about Joe Jacoby and tells you how he ranks him. What more do you need? If the best ever tells it, that was one of the hardest deals I had to deal with. Wake up. Why isn't that enough? Look, Randy White, Manster, bad man.
Cut on the film, you go, oh my God.
He was double teamed his whole career till the end, Russ Grimm. Bad man. And Joe Jacoby played left tackle, right tackle, played guard, pull, 300 some pounds, 6'7", reach. What more did he have to do? So the fact that that's a question, you cut on a film, you see B. Mitch, you saw his body at work. Dude, head like that, hitting headbutting people and knocking them out and stuff, cracking helmets and out running past people. Come on, man. How can he not be in the day? I'm picking up, he goes, I ain't never seen nothing like it, man. Seriously. Now, where they should now, his helmet, that bus. See, I want to admit this to me. I'll be in Canton because they bring that bus out there. Dude, seriously, they got to put me in a straitjacket because I'm going to have to be in a straitjacket. Come on, be laughing so hard, but I hope I get that chance. I really do.
Doc, I got one more, and I'll let Ted take us out.
Yeah.
The great John Thompson, you guys were friends for years, did a show. You know, every time I think of Coach, I think of you, right? And when I knew we had you on the show today, that's right. I'll put this on for you, Doc.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it, but I didn't react to it because I know that Ted allowed you to do that.
My man.
Because it's always a cavalier. Well, I mean, sometimes Ted, he think I'm stupid. He don't know. I've been with this boy so much. I've been with him damn near his whole life. So he forgets. I saw that stuff. I didn't even react to it because I knew it was fake, okay? But he will honor John.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Like Morgan. Morgan, yes, and sir. John. And I saw you online with Coach you was just on Facebook. One of my favorites, I just went blank. Gonzaga.
Steve Turner.
Yeah, I saw you. Yeah. And we've met so many great coaches from this area. It's amazing. I smile every time I hear the Morgan Wooten camp is still in effect. That's the greatest tribute that could be, you know, the coach's legacy in his camp. And I hope the same with John. John's camp. You know, it's just the man. I'm 12 years. I go, how lucky was I? I mean, being in radio and who 12 years? We had Lamont Jordan on my podcast today, and he was an intern. So we talk about the guys we broke down, and Lamont said I was taking the bus, Metro, to get to the station. And, you know, sometimes that runs off schedule. He said, I was petrified. I was almost have to run there because you don't be late with John. Right. You know what I mean? Really, you don't be late with anything that's important.
Right.
Part of your life structure is about who you are when you show up, represents how you look, represents. You are what your parents have instilled in you. So this brother, I knew Lamont was the right guy because he cared. It mattered to be first. It mattered to be who you are and do what you're supposed to do. And John, you know, you didn't know Coach was playing or not. So you going, I remember I interviewed him for the very first time. I'm a grown ass man. I'm scared to death. I'm going, first of all, your mic position is so always this, but with him, it's this. And I've never been in that position like that. Because even when I interviewed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all those guys, they're sitting in a stall. I'm covering the NBA. And I'm like, you know, the microphone is here. When it's here, I'm uncomfortable. I'm not used to that. And then he had them overalls on. Oh, my God. And he screamed. He yelled out. And Patrick was there. Ralph Dalton was there. It was one of his banner teams. And they had a weave drill, and the ball went off a gentleman's leg. And I swear to goodness, what I heard over the next 9 seconds, I just wanted to quit. I just wanted to tell Stumpel, who was the manager, hey, man, let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
I was so shook up. I didn't know what to come back. And he could calm. He could go from roar to meekness in a way I'd never seen before. Come on, son, let's finish this.
Yeah.
And I'm just, my heart is beating. And I say something stupid, and we just finish it. I've never been so messed. And then, you know, being at the Final Four, you know, those press situations are the most intimidating thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Because everybody in the press pool is there. And so you got the commissioner of NCAA, you got the two or three or four coaches that are going to be up. And it's a game, but they're pointing, you go, go. Well, you think you're going over your question and your mom, I'm a young Cub reporter. I'm going through it. And as soon as you're getting ready, somebody just asks the same damn thing right before you. You know what I mean? That's the part where, you know, you guys are veterans, so you get it. But in a minute, yeah. We're not born with this skill set. Right. And then they go, okay, son, he pointed me. It took all I could to get air out so that I could say something. I was a wreck. And I said something stupid. And he kind of smiled and just, you know, he answered me. And then Bobby Knight was there. I mean, I feel those moments are so exhausting because when you're around these powerful people who embrace you. And because of him, I've had a one-on-one with Bobby Knight, Red Auerbach, John Chaney, you know, to where Morgan Wooten, all these people that I have been able to sit down with and have a ProView interview with them. I've interviewed all of them. That's what he does. He gives you that opportunity. And as I treat you is how he treated me. So if I ain't messing with you, then something's wrong.
Exactly.
Because I'm constantly coaching you. I got to coach you all the time. I've got to be, because right. That's what he do. You coach him up all the time. You never, ever back up. You know, like Lamont was on the show today. I said, you know, we at 8:30, Lamont. Well, I already knew you were going to be there. I said, if you late on with me, you don't get on. You know, he just give it out. I couldn't even do it without laughing, right? That brother, he was there because he knew. That's the thing about us. When you come through a system around people, you know, like the DeMatha system, you're a made man, you know, because that's the whole beauty of it. You passed. Mm-hmm. It's like what I think the SEALs and Rangers and Recon, all special forces have a special bond because they know, even though enlisted's kick ass just to be enlisted. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the special forces, a whole different club.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I think that whether it's Coach Jeffries, where whomever it is, they've dropped something on you that is one of those keystones to life. Mm-hmm. And my little league coach Jim Womack did it to me at 11. Jim McCulley did it to me at 13, and we were undefeated 25-0. I felt it again at Dick Hill. We won that championship in high school. Then championship with Dick Vermeil, I heard the same thing. Terry Donahue, the same thing. And then, you know, I went hollow for a few years. Joe Jackson Gibbs starts saying the same thing. And you know, when you're exhausted and you're sick of doing the same repetition, you know you're doing it the right way. When you don't like it, then you know it's the right thing to do. That's it. My coach is player, coach. I don't know what the hell that is. I always hear people talking about it. I tell you who the player's coach is. The guy that gives you that trophy at the end of the ceremony for being a champion. That's the player's coach. They hand them out at the awards thing. He goes, here, son, congratulations. Yeah, we won it again. That's the only thing I know about a player's coach. All the rest of it, is John Gruden a player's coach? I guess he is. He got a 10-year contract. And they ain't beat a dead man yet for anything. Okay. Yeah, he's a player's coach. All right. You can have him. You can have all of them. Yeah.
Well, Doc, you know what? I know I can speak for Ted, Chris Miles, and Monica who aren't here, but we've been waiting a year, as you eloquently told me and Ted. Yeah,
and I won't be back until next year. That's what we're going to do now. Since y'all started this thing, then it's going to be an annual deal that we'll do.
No. We got to get you on once a month. Just to bring the real like you always do. Because I talk about you all the time. If you think you're riding too high, Doc will bring you back down. And you can just shoot it through life. That's you. That's you.
No, man. I'm just trying to keep it real, man. I'm trying to feed the family. Okay?
I'm trying
to feed the family.
Before we go, tell everybody how they can catch the podcast.
Patreon. DocWalker.com is my website. But it's Patreon.com. /Doc Walker. And like I tell them, hey man, if they want you, they'll find you. I ain't gotta go through all this. I mean, hey man, where you at? Nick, you know where I'm at. You know, you hung up on a subscription, but you buy Netflix and you got iTunes, and you got, no, y'all want me to be free. I ain't going to be free, okay? That ain't going to be that for me. I don't want most of you anyway because you don't get it. So I want to be on a thing that only gets people that have bold enough to take on the challenge. They really want to get it straight. A lot of y'all like to be it, be BS'd. So stay where you are. That's why I love this. I love Patreon. I didn't even know about it. I stumbled onto it. I said, yeah, you want to test yourself? Then put yourself out there with a price tag on you. And you're going to see where all your homies are. See, I know the people that roll with me, they soldiers. Soldiers only. See, because you got to put some skin in the game. Right. See, otherwise, I'm not built to be free.
How about that? Yeah. Well, Doc, we appreciate always you gave us the time and the knowledge and the love. That's the most important thing. And
next, you know, year, brother, next year, I'll do this. I think of John's birthday, coach's anniversary. I'm back with you and Ted. Now, if Ted called me on his own, then, you know, Ted always got me, whatever Ted needs.
I'm available when the NCAA tournament comes around, brother.
Oh, Ted, come on. You know you're on.
Yeah, let's go.
Ted, text me your contact so I don't have to go through you-know-who. See, because he'll block me. See, what he do is, he's smart. See, he control all the access, so I can't get to nobody unless I go through him, see. I know what he's doing, see.
You're going to get his 10% commission that comes in.
Yeah, I know what he's doing. His connection. I say, man, I get to Ted. Oh, I'll hook you up. But no, I don't need you to hook me up here. Oh, no. He's smart. Yeah. Look, I love him, and I'm always going to be whatever Dre do, I do. I'm just telling you, man. Now, even though he lost the interview I did with Tiger Woods' father, Earl Woods at WUSA, I forget.
I aired that twice.
I know. But he lost the arc. See, Ted, that's how far we go back, okay?
Great dude.
One of my favorite moments I don't have, okay? Because Dre, we always nine. But
Man. Bye.
Hey, Ted, I'm just telling you, Ted, be careful. Be careful, Ted. Get a backup.
He's my guy. I'm gonna stay with him, Doc.
Ted, but you gotta have a plan B, though, Ted. You gotta have a plan B. There gotta be some kid from Gonzaga who I know is the exact same thing he done and can do you a good job. All right.
I gotta keep this thing on my thing, Doc. You know what it is.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
Big John Walker. Thanks for stepping to the mic.
You got it. Next year. Holla.